From KCRW, I'm Bob Carlson, and this is Football Confidential, stories of soccer in the international city, Los Angeles. It's a special production from the unfictional podcast of documentaries, true stories, and radio movies. And a soccer store in Los Angeles can sometimes be a community meeting place, like a barbershop. Guys hang out, watch TVs, usually showing a match, look through jerseys of their favorite team, dream about buying expensive cleats. This story is about a family-run local chain that's been the soccer store for generations of LA-based players. The episode is called The Soccer Store. So the story goes like this. The Colombian national soccer team had arrived in Los Angeles to play an exhibition match, but they suddenly found themselves without their equipment. This was in the early 90s when Colombian drug trafficking was in the forefront of the news, and a big group arriving from Colombia might attract attention from customs or other government agencies. And sure enough, when the team arrived in Los Angeles, they found that their equipment had been confiscated.
They confiscated their equipment in Miami, and they came to LA to play against Mexico at the Coliseum.
In a friendly.
Friendly game.
This is Nicolas Orellana, along with his son Luis. It's a story they tell about their early days of selling sports equipment.
And I got a phone call. They asked me if I had guayos. The Colombians, they call guayos to the
cleats.
Pero necesitamos muchos guayos. We need a lot of shoes.
By the time the Colombian team got their equipment returned to them, they found that all of the shoes had been cut open, presumably while they were being searched.
They got it.
Yeah,
it they cut the shoes in the middle. I couldn't believe that. I said, well, tell me what you want. He said, well, we need Copa Mundial. We need sandals. And I said, yes, I do have it.
Nicolas Orellana has sold soccer equipment since 1986. He's the founder of Nicky's Sports, a chain of Southern California stores that sell mostly soccer equipment, shoes, and jerseys. His son Luis runs the operations now, and the individual stores are managed by members of their extended family. But this story happened back when Luis was still a kid in school.
So they gave me the order. We packed everything, boom, boom, boxes, bags.
Black bags like this big, and we tied all the shoes together.
And we just brought it to the hotel.
But it was just an incredible night.
At the time, the star of the Colombian team was Carlos Valderrama, remembered both because he was a great player and because of his hair, which was a fountain of bleached blonde curls.
At that time, Pibe Valderrama was like a global star. And we were sitting there, like, separating the shoes and sandals, and then he walks in, you know, and he starts looking at the cleats. And I'm like, you know, like his hair, like you could just, you know, I was like, oh my God.
He was a superstar.
He was a superstar. Yeah. Man, it was one of those things that I'm like, oh, shit. Like as a kid, you know, you see him and you're like, oh, damn. It was a pretty crazy night. I mean, we were there till, that was a school night too. And I was there till,
I don't remember.
We were there till like midnight, probably
midnight. And I told him, this is what you order. This is your factura. This is your bill. Pay me. That's what they did. I opened a little bag, boom, 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 all the money, and hasta la vista.
When Nicky's Sports first opened, they didn't specialize in soccer. They had everything.
1986, we had boxing equipment, baseball bats, baseballs. We had swimming at that time. We had helmets for American football. But our customers were telling us what they want. And we listen to them.
You know, fundamentally, soccer, football, what we call football soccer, it's a pillar of LA culture, you know, because of the vibrant Hispanic community, of the vibrant immigrant community from all over the world. But the common denominator is that ball.
Nicky's Sports has seen the evolution of soccer equipment, especially shoes. Back when I started playing youth soccer when I was a kid, the choice was black and white. Literally, that was the only choice. You had to buy black and white striped Adidas.
For most of the first 10 years of our business, that's all that was on the wall. It was just black and white shoes. And then when color was introduced, that was a big changing point too.
And shoes got more and more expensive.
So Adidas Predator, when it came out, was the first shoe that broke $100 in retail. And back then, we're like, we're never going to sell this shoe. Who's going to pay $100 for a shoe, you know? This was in 1993. I guess no one's ever going to buy a $100 shoe. It's crazy, you know?
And shoemakers tried to outdo each other with newer technology and newer price points.
At $250 and $275. You know, we are, for all intents and purposes, we are a higher-end retail boutique. You know, we're selling $275 shoes and $175 jerseys.
And when you walk into Nikki Sports, it doesn't actually feel like a sporting goods store. It does feel more like a high-end boutique. There's a lot of room to move around, and the colors from all the major international soccer teams are displayed artfully. There's aesthetically pleasing walls of cleats and soccer balls. We were talking in one of the newest Nikki Sports stores in Pasadena, where they have a machine upstairs where you can try out those $275 shoes inside an electronic agility machine made for the purpose. You're kicking a soccer ball against a curved, low wall filled with sensors and lights. It's a circle that goes all around you, so you can kick in any direction.
See those LEDs, little LED buttons on each one? So you stand in the middle and they light up, and you have to hit the yellow and green ones to earn points. And if you hit a red one, it deducts a point. And then the highest score is obviously the best performance. So it's actually a really, really cool machine.
Oscar, the manager of the Pasadena store, racks up points expertly, so I thought I would give it a try.
Can I try it?
Yeah, definitely.
Didn't go quite as well.
It's harder than it looks.
Soccer is having a moment in LA and everywhere.
Rappers, reggaetoneros, like artists, they don't wear football jerseys anymore. They don't wear basketball jerseys anymore. They wear soccer jerseys for the most part.
But a major part of Nikki's business is still outfitting teams from youth leagues, amateur leagues, or teams from all parts of the city and all walks of life.
In Los Angeles, we have your young kid that's still playing that walks through the door. You have your high-level club player. You have your recreational player. You have your competitive LA soccer player that walks through the door. We have consumers now, believe it or not, that are at our third generation. For some, it's a very emotional thing, you know, to see, like, their grandson come in with their son into the shop where they used to go by. And they tell us, like, this is a real, like, emotional moment for us. And for us, it's very touching to know that we've been able to survive so many things over the last 36 years to be able to cater to this little kid that is now excited to play football. You know, it's really awesome.
That story was called The Soccer Store. It was produced by me, Bob Carlson, part of a special production of the unfictional podcast called Football Confidential, with online help from Chrissy Van Meter, graphics by Evan Solano. KCRW's content director for culture is Anyel Zuberi Fields. And you can find 10 years' worth of fascinating true stories and radio movies on the page for unfictional at kcrw.com or wherever you listen to podcasts. I'm Bob Carlson. Thanks for listening.